I'm Jen. I'm the co-founder of Love JK, and I'm most recently and very, very proudly a mum of my beautiful boy Archie. Starting our business has been one of the most beautiful and challenging experiences of my life. It's my first baby. And my dad used to lug his camera bag full of lenses around, much to our embarrassment as kids. They definitely influence the importance of capturing memories, and I really appreciate having those albums now.
Okay, so before we get into today's episode, we have got something super duper exciting to tell you. Now, Trish and I have been working our butts off to bring you the most engaging, fulfilling, meaningful, and most of all, informative,
but not the boring informative,
beginner photography 6-week course. In fact, it's actually called the Beginner Photography Masterclass for Mamas, and it opens for enrollment on the 19th of October. So this course will take you from not knowing how to turn your fancy camera on to being able to shoot in manual mode and create frame-worthy images that you adore.
We will teach you how to capture your kids in and around your home. We will teach you how to see and to use light and how to use your camera in manual mode and also how to edit your photos. We encourage you to shoot with intention and meaning because they're growing up so quickly, right? And we know just how much it would mean for you to have a creative outlet just for yourself.
Sounds too good to be true, right? Not only that, we will be guiding you on this 6-week journey ourselves through interactive Zoom sessions. Just think of us as your photo taking cheerleaders, an exclusive Facebook group, new photo recipes that you haven't seen yet, and the best bit, our favorite, you will end up with a free frame print that you have taken during the course to hang proudly on your wall. Just think of it as your certificate of completion. Pretty amazing, hey?
So, since this is the first round of this course, it means we are giving you an incredible introductory price that won't ever be able to be repeated.
And we mean it. We're really not saying that as a silly marketing ploy. This is a one-time offer.
So head over to www.mamatography.co/teachme and you can see all the details and get your name on that wait list so you don't miss out. We can't wait to see you inside our course.
Hey there, welcome to Mumatography, the beginner photography podcast just for mums. I'm Amy.
And I'm Trish. Between us, we have 5 kids, 3 photography businesses, 23 lens caps, and over 20 years of photography experience.
Now that makes us kind of credible, yeah? But anyway, we're on a mission to help you take better photos of your kids without the confusing technical jargon.
Mums don't have time for that.
We'll be sitting down to chat with all kinds of creative mamas, professional family photographers and camera-savvy Insta-mums.
We'll chat about taking photos of your kids, tips and tricks, and how the heck did she make that photo or thing?
As well as other stuff that mums talk about, you know, not sleeping, chasing toddlers, being all of the things to your family, and how to find time for yourself as a creative mum.
We know you hear us.
So grab a cuppa, put your earbuds in and get comfy.
This is beginner photography and so much more just for you. So I am welcoming 2 people to the podcast today, our special guest who you will meet in a minute. But Trish, it is your first time on the other side of the microphone today, so welcome.
Hi, everyone.
It's your first episode being on the other side. So
That's right. We're
very excited to have you here, Trish. But we are also really excited to have another creative mama on the podcast today. And while our guest might not be a photographer, she definitely supports this creative industry in a really beautiful way, and that is through being a printer and a framer and a maker of lots of beautiful things. So we are very excited to welcome Jennifer from the beautiful company Love JK to the episode today. So welcome, Jennifer. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's so lovely to be speaking with you both.
We're so rapt that you could join us, but we just thought before we get into everything, could you just tell tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, who you are, where you're from, all the things.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Jen. I'm the co-founder of Love JK, and I'm most recently and very, very proudly a mum of my beautiful boy, Archie. I'm a designer by trade, an illustrator, and also a photographer. So I've got a pretty broad background in that space. And developing and starting our business has been one of the most beautiful and challenging experiences of my life. It's my first baby.
We hear you.
Jen, that is so many hats to wear. Well done for all of the things that you're doing. Can you maybe share with us a little about your journey? So how you got into this world of storytelling and helping people make the most beautiful memories, as Love JK does?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess it starts actually with my parents, because they both love photography and they're really passionate about celebrating, I guess, the little and big moments in our lives. So we literally have albums upon albums upon albums of photos that my parents took of us.
So good.
Yeah. And my dad used to lug his camera bag full of lenses around. We were really fortunate. We lived overseas a couple of times. And so dad would just lug his camera bag everywhere we went, much to our embarrassment as kids. Just going to have, because he just stop and take photos of everything, like of us and every little thing, like, you know, beautiful knots of wood or whatever. That was my dad.
I love it. They
definitely influenced, I guess, the importance of capturing memories, and I really appreciate having those albums now. But in terms of my career, so I studied graphic design and photography at uni, and I worked in design agencies in Perth, London and Zurich. And I guess the reason why I started our business was, it was actually during our time in Zurich that I had a bit of time to myself. So I started to illustrate cards for friends and family, and it was actually originally inspired by the birth of my nephew Christopher, because I wanted to create a really special card for him, and I couldn't find one that I liked, so I decided to design one. And I guess that sparked the idea of creating my own brand of stationery and prints. And when we moved back to Australia and we set up home here in Melbourne, I guess it took us a few years to get settled and get the business started. But I was so inspired by seeing my nephews grow up and, you know, helping celebrate their milestones and enjoying the little things with them. And I think it was really the need to celebrate moments and actually really cherish the little things hit home really sharply when we arrived back from Zurich, because my father-in-law unfortunately passed away very quickly from a really aggressive form of cancer. And it really shook both Ryan and I to the core, because it was like 3 months between from the time he was diagnosed to the time he passed. And I think we'd always really enjoyed, you know, being with our families and friends and everything, but having an event like that happen so quickly really sharpens your perspective on what you want out of life. So I think for Ryan and I, we both decided that we wanted to do something meaningful, and we wanted to start our business and just go for it and make it something that would actually meant something to people, rather than, you know, working in the corporate environment and not feeling satisfied with what we were both doing. So that's why we started what we started.
Jen, I've just like got tingles listening to all you that you've just shared. Then it's such a beautiful, heartwarming and heartbreaking story at the same time, but, you know, such a combination of your why and just such a, you know, all these little things in your life that I guess you didn't know that it would lead you there, that this is where you're at, and I'm thinking that this is exactly where you're meant to be. It's beautiful. Thanks for sharing it with us. I'm actually really curious. Do you find that people are more invested in making these tangible memories today than in the past, from your experience growing up, and then also just now? It's like, you know, you're seeing the data and all the business stuff on your side now.
Yeah, definitely. I do. Well, I guess for a start, I think it's so much more accessible, because everyone has a camera in their pocket now with their phones. And one of the biggest differences that we can see is, even during the time since we started the business to now, the quality that phones take is incredible. And even when I first graduated from uni, I got a pro camera, and it was like a 6-megapixel camera, and that was like the latest thing, and it was amazing. And now the latest phones are doing 50 megapixels, which is just honestly astonishing,
mind-blowing.
So I think there's that accessibility accessibility part of it. But I think also there is definitely a movement towards stopping, and obviously COVID has impacted this as well, but stopping and celebrating the little things, because pre-COVID, our lives were just, everyone was so busy. And I think there suddenly was a bit of an awakening around, okay, we actually need to celebrate these little moments a little bit more, because time is just going so fast and you fill your lives with so many things. Yeah. And suddenly, years have blurred by, you know. So I definitely feel that there is a big shift in actually celebrating the tangible things. And technology has enabled us to make it a lot cheaper to purchase. You know, you're not having to buy film anymore. You've got it right there. It's so much more accessible. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I absolutely love all the options that there are these days. And, you know, just pushing boundaries, using new technology and making it just so easy for a consumer to, you know, have a printed product in their hand and not have to wait for ages either. So it's really amazing. Out of interest, what's your most popular product?
Oh, that's a good one. So I think definitely our framed prints and gallery walls are two of our most popular products. They are beautiful, particularly the framed prints. They're beautiful as gifts, but also to have in your home. And the gallery wall is definitely a statement for your home.
Yeah, I think we're going to talk about that a bit later. We've been really wanting to talk about that.
So, Jen, I know that being a mum, particularly a first-time mum, can be just super hard as you kind of learning to navigate this new season of life. And then I think, like we said, like having your own business is definitely like having another baby, and it has all its challenges.
Yes, and sleep deprivation, everything.
Oh,
it's just like having a baby.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And I think, you know, when you mesh the two of these things together, like being a mum and having a business, I feel like you're in for a pretty wild ride.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So I think, you know, while motherhood is awesome, it can be also really tricky, especially when you're doing both these things. So I guess I just wanted to ask you, as someone who is a working mum who has her own business, like, you know, what have been some of maybe the high points or the low points of business and motherhood, and how have you gone about that, particularly over the last 10 months as you've had little Archie?
Yeah. I guess I feel like my story with motherhood started a long time ago, because we did 8 years of IVF to get him. Mm-hmm. So he he's just the best thing ever that's happened to us. He's just the most beautiful little baby. He's so happy and chilled, and thankfully he slept really well from the very beginning. He's amazing. I think some of the high points of the business has been actually just seeing it grow from our garage, where literally I printed, framed, did every packed design, because, you know, I'm designing the invitations and everything as well, and just I did everything, and it was just exhausting and it was constant. And now to see that we've got this amazing team of people who manufacture and craft everything in our studio is so satisfying. And for me and Rye, to be able to walk into the studio, seeing it running really smoothly, and knowing that our staff care just as much as we do about the quality of what we produce is so satisfying, and I'm really, really proud of that. The other high point, I guess, is hearing our customers tell us what we do means to them. We often get emails from people saying that we've made their partner or mum or dad or whatever cry tears of joy, and knowing that we've made such an impact and create something that they will love today and for years to come is just so meaningful to me and my team. In terms of challenges, I think the biggest one, and probably for everybody, is work-life balance. That is really, really tricky. Because Rye...
Do you think it's possible?
No, I actually don't. It's something has to slip. It just
me either.
Has to slip. It just doesn't happen. Exactly. I've learnt the art of delegation as much as possible. That is really hard for a type A personality like myself, but it is absolutely necessary for you to function and not go insane. I think because Rye is a software engineer by trade, and we've designed and built every aspect of the business from the website to the back end technology, and, you know, done it all. And that is a huge accomplishment. It's taken a long time and a lot of effort and a lot of late nights. And so I think now that we've got Archie, we're just so focused on making sure that we delegate more so that we can enjoy those precious moments with him, because, you know, he is our why. Work-life balance doesn't exist. It just doesn't.
It's good to hear that from other mums in business, because I think Trish and I, we both feel that too. We go, I think maybe there's seasons that feel easier than others, where you feel like you've got a little bit more, what would be the word? Maybe you're in control a tiny bit more than at other times.
Yeah.
Yeah. incrementally more.
Yeah.
Maybe there's less tears in the good seasons or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Jen, I was just going to ask, how do you actually balance, because you're working with your partner and you're both vested, you know, equally vested in the business and you both are trying to look after, how do you balance all of this? Like, do you guys have set days, a schedule, tag team? How does it work for you?
We do a bit of tag teaming and a lot of late nights. There's no easy solution to it. It is just tricky. The house isn't always clean. That's just,
you're in good company.
Robot vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
The robot vacuum cleaner is my favorite thing ever. Best invention ever.
Jen, I just said to Trish the other day, I said, because she said, oh, I'm just vacuuming, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I've got tumbleweeds all around my house because I just can't do it all.
I don't know how you can do it. Like, I try and do, this is really dumb, but I love, like, I will try and clean as I go and just do little things so that I feel more in control, because my anxiety definitely rises.
Oh, I feel you.
If things are not neat and tidy. And,
yes, I can't work.
I do think that men, I don't know, sorry to any guys listening, but I just don't think that men see mess the way that we do.
No. And I've said before, I just feel like there's, you know, mental health is tied to a clean house as well. Like, I feel like we've got a lot of plates spinning in the air. And I think that when you can see clear spaces, white walls, like, you know, all that kind of stuff, it really does something. I think particularly when you are working from home as well. And I think everyone's been experiencing this over the season.
More so. Jen, you spoke before about, you know, your dad and his constant photography journey and the albums that filled your home. I personally make like annual albums for my family, and I do this thing called a January project, which is like a photo a day in January. And I usually make like an album. It's just like a black and white album, really. Yeah. Anyway, I love this. I could go on about that. I want to know, for you, on a more personal note, has that kind of rubbed off on you, or how do you, or if you like, document the story of your own family and your own family journey in this stage of life, like, given, you know, all that we've talked about just then about being so busy as
I think, because with our, you know, with our phones, we just take photos of Archie all the time on our phones. When he was first born, I had an emergency seizure, so we used our pro camera and took some really beautiful shots of him then. I think, honestly, we just use our phones majority of the time, but we are constantly taking photos of him. And my dad, we call him the paparazzi because he always has a camera in his hand, and my email is filled with photos that he takes of particularly droplets on roses. He loves, like, the rain. He loves little things, and he'll take photos of everything. And when he's around us, when it's a big family gathering, when we can finally see each other again, he will always have his camera in hand taking photos of everyone. With Archie, we always take a photo every month with him lying on the bed, and we just took that the other day because he's 11 months old, and I can't wait to do his My First Year print, because that's gonna be so cute, because I designed that specifically because when Chris was born, I wanted to do, you know, something like that for him. So that
that's awesome. I need to check that out. And I also feel like I need to ask whether your dad has an Instagram account.
He doesn't. I feel like he should. I've told him to, but he's like, no, I just want to share these photos with you. But he's really talented. He's really, really clever.
So, Jen, one thing that has caught my eye on Instagram is Love JK's amazing gallery walls that we kind of touched on before. And I've always wanted to do them in my home. And even as a photographer, the whole process of gallery walls kind of overwhelms me, because firstly, I'm a perfectionist. And so getting lines straight and like trying to make sure I get, you know, all the frames on the walls and choosing the right frames and all that kind of things just gives me massive anxiety.
Yeah.
And the other thing is I'm renting. And so I get like this massive fear of putting holes in walls and not getting it right and then having to redo it and stuff as well.
Yeah. So, I think everyone has that fear in their home.
Yeah, I reckon. Hey, yeah. I think when I first saw the gallery walls, I was just like, whoa, these are beautiful, but also they look really easy to do. And so I just want you to tell all our listeners about your gallery walls. And I think how did you come up with this idea to make gallery walls easy? Because I feel like it's something that should have been done 10 years ago.
I can't take the credit for the that Ryan came up with that. He was like, no, it's easy, it's fine. You just do a template and then you drill in there.
Could you just tell us about, because there'll be people listening that don't understand what we're talking about with these templates. Yeah. So can you just explain the whole thing?
So our gallery walls, we provide you with a hanging template. So you pin that up on your, or you tape it up onto your wall, as long as it's straight. So you just use a spirit level to make sure that it's nice and straight. And then that hanging template actually tells you exactly where to drill. So then you know when you hang your frames up, they're going to be in exactly the right spot. And we've got a video that I can give you the link to that shows you. And I was 5 months pregnant when I hung this gallery wall. It is so easy. If I can do it, literally anyone can do it. And the feedback that we've had from our customers, like one gorgeous customer who did a gallery wall of, I think it was a grid of 9, and her husband pinned it up and she said, oh my God, my husband loves you guys, because it took him half an hour to hang it versus however many hours it would have taken to measure everything out. So we just tried to make something that was super easy for people, because we don't have a lot of time. We know that no one else has a lot of time, and you want to get it right first time, not mess up your walls.
I feel like, Jen, your new tagline for Love JK should be like saving the husbands of Australia or something, or saving
saving the relationships of Australia.
Yes. I feel like that kind of getting your partner to put up frames in general, it kind of goes in the same box as assembling IKEA furniture. Yep. It's a thing that no one wants to do. It takes forever, and you have to psych yourself up, and you have to get a cup of tea or promise, you know, a 6-pack of beer at the end of it for your husband or something like that. Yeah, and all the things. So when I saw this and I saw the video as well, and I just thought, oh my gosh, this is so easy. This means anyone can do it. And I and they're beautiful as well. And Jen, while we're on that, like, do you have any advice for actually choosing images to go in a gallery wall? Because I feel like that is something else that stops people, because they're like, they just can't choose what images to put in.
Yeah. I think when we've done them for ourselves, I went through our photos and just chose some of the really meaningful ones that I wanted to see every day that remind me of the happiest times in my life. Mm. So, you know, whether that be a wedding photo or a photo of Archie or some of the travel shots that we've got. I think one of the other things that people can get a little bit overwhelmed by is colour balance, because obviously you still want it to fit in really nicely in your home. So if you've got a particular aesthetic that you're going for, so maybe it's kind of coastal and clean and white and everything, having multicoloured photos all over might not fit your aesthetic. So one thing that you can do is to turn them all into black and white, because that immediately creates a sense of cohesion, visual cohesion. And you can do that in our tool as well. You can turn them into black and white and play around and apply some different filters onto them. If you've had shots taken by a professional photographer, then obviously they will have a particular colour balance that they will apply to your shot. So that will immediately be quite a cohesive look as well. And I think in terms of picking the photos, they've really just got to be your favourite moment that you want to see every day and that make you happy. That's my advice.
That's really good advice. I wanted to ask, Jen, you're a designer and, you know, you've got the eye for photos and everything. What's your take on whether you can mix black and white and colour? Because people often ask me this, and I love black and white, but I'd love to hear what you think.
I think you can mix the two, but I think you just have to think about the composition of if it's within a gallery wall, I think, or even in a collage as well. I think you just have to think about the composition of how you place them so that it ties in together to make it work. Composition is everything for me.
And Jen, in your software, you can actually see previews of what the gallery wall will look like, can't you?
That's right. Yeah. So we've created the live preview technology, so you can see exactly how it will look like in the context of a home, whether it be a bedroom or living room. And if you ever want us to show you what it will look like in your home, by all means send us an email with the photo of your home and a measurement, so we can do it proportionally and we can mock it up for you as well. So we're definitely offering that service, because I think it's so, for some people it's really difficult to visualize what it will look like in their space and to make sure it will fit in, so we can definitely help out with that too.
Well, that's like magic.
That's amazing. Yeah, I didn't know you did that. Oh. Right. So, Jen, there are a lot of options online, particularly on Instagram, for printing your photos at the moment. I'd just love to hear from you why Love JK is different to other companies.
So to start with, we're an ILFID certified master printer. So that means that we have been certified by them to produce to the highest level of quality. So we're a fine art printer, essentially. ILFID is one of the oldest photographic supply companies in the world, and partnering with them is a real privilege to be able to ensure that we offer the highest quality possible. We also print with Canon Prograph printers, which are the latest technology, and the quality that they produce uses pure pigment ink, and there's 12 colours, so the gamut that you get from the printer is just incredible. It's mind-blowing the quality of the results that you can achieve with them. And we also press check. So we, in the back end side of things, we press check every single print that comes through to us. And Madison, who is our in-house photographer and quality control, she will check every single order that comes in. So we make sure that anything that goes to print is absolutely perfect. So you will never receive a dodgy, blurry, pixelated print from us. We will let you know if there's an issue, always.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I know. That just makes us really happy as photographers to hear all that. And I'm sure there'll be mums going, oh, I didn't really understand what some of that stuff was. But like, just trust us, like that is so good to hear, because I think sometimes as well, when we're taking photos on our phones or in general, like if we're starting out, we don't always know when something is blurry or is not going to print well. So I think just to know that you guys are actually on the lookout for that, and you're not going to put through images that aren't going to work.
There's a lot of technology that, on the back end, colour profiling is really complicated. And so we make sure that we're always regularly profiling our printers and screens, even to make sure that what we see on screen is what gets printed. And so it's a really complicated area. So there's a lot that goes into it to make sure that we are 100% accurate. And we partner with one of the most amazing profilers in the country, he's incredible. And so the accuracy of what we're producing is bang on. And in terms of the paper that we use, it's fine art photographic paper. And we manufacture our frames in-house, and it's amazing to have a carpenter who is now our framer, who, you know, he measured twice, cut once. He's just a perfectionist, and I love that we have so many perfectionists in our business because it makes me happy. It makes me sleep at night knowing that the people that we have who work for us, who are just incredible at what they do, and that, just so proud of that. And I know that that means that we send out the perfect product every time.
That's amazing. So in a nutshell, you are going to be just so happy with your print. And Jen, you have a Love JK has a 100% love guarantee, right? That's also what
absolutely. Yeah. So if anything ever goes wrong, whether it get damaged in transit or, you know, if there's any issue at all, you just let us know and we'll make it right in whatever way we can.
You're in good hands, so everybody.
You want your memories to last. It's important to make sure that they're printed and framed properly, I think. And that's what we take great pride in doing.
Jen, from your vantage point as an actual maker of all these beautiful tangible memories, so transforming all these digital memories into cherished keepsakes, is there any advice you want to leave with our listeners today?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important to actually take your camera out, whether that be your phone or your camera, you know, a DSLR, take the photos, and please, please, please be in them. Because it's so important. I think as mums, we're the ones who always take out the camera because we want to capture everything. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we're not in them. And it's so important to actually, doesn't matter if you've got no makeup on, whatever, just be in them, because you will cherish that photo in years to come. And, you know, moments go by so quickly. So just make sure you're in the damn photo.
100%, 100%, yeah. Oh, and something really, really, really exciting for us today. Love JK will actually be sponsoring the first launch of our beginner photography class for mums. Jen, can you tell us what Love JK will be giving every student who takes part in our course?
Absolutely. So every student will be receiving a beautiful 8x10 framed print in oak, white or black, whichever you like.
Guys, we know you will love them, and we are so excited about this part of our course. We're calling it your certificate of completion if you take our course, and we can't wait for you to have one of Love JK's beautiful products in your hands and just like have the experience of how easy it is to bring beautiful, tangible memories into your home. We truly believe in printing memories. So Jen, thanks for making it as easy as we can to get started. We just want to say a huge thank you for your generosity and supporting us too.
Thank you so much. much. It's wonderful to be a part of it.
Not only that, but Love JK is kindly offering all our listeners a discount code for 15% off the entire site, which is really exciting. So if you just use Mummatography at the checkout, you'll be able to use a 15% discount code, which we're really excited about. So thank you so much again, Jen. Could you just tell us again, if people want to find you or Love JK or use this code, where do they go?
Yeah, so our website is lovejk.com.au and Insta is lovejkaustralia.
So Jen, we are really, really so privileged to have had you on our podcast today. The chat has been amazing. We really loved hearing, I really loved hearing about your journey especially and just all the wonderful things that Love JK has to offer. Thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you for your generosity and we hope to, be able to converse with you more soon.
Thanks so much, Amy and Trisha. I really appreciate being able to talk to you both and also lovely to chat.
Thanks so much, Jen.
Thanks, Jen. It's been awesome.
Thank you.
Bye.
So that is it for this week. How lovely is Jen? And make sure you check out today's show notes. If you just go to mummatography.co/lovejk, you will find all of Love JK's important links if you just want to quickly jump on their website. And also some photos of Jen and little Archie and a gallery wall as well. And I also thought we'd link to the photo collage that Jen mentioned in the episode that we didn't really touch on, but basically it's a poster where you take one photo every month of your child and you get to see the growth. And she's designed all these cool photo collages and posters that you can choose from to kind of plug your photos in, and then you get this beautiful poster with the progress of your kid, which is really super cute. So anyway, I'll link that there. Maybe we can have Jen on to chat about that another time again. But anyway, have a great week and we will see you in the next episode.